Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as the Powell Pioneers in action yesterday, hitting the road for Montana to take on the Billings Cardinals at Pertz Field. And for the Pioneers, they dropped that twin bill, losing the first game 6-5, and then the nightcap 9-6 in that second game. Pioneers starting Ashton Brewer on the hill for the Pioneers. Not a bad outing as his first time on the hill for the Pioneers. Really, it was pitching by committee as the Pioneers dropped that second game. In the first game, it was very similar to what happened last Friday against Riverton, where the Pioneers ended up taking an early lead, then saw that lead disappear, and then Powell rallying in the top of the seventh inning to tie the game up at 5. But a walk in the bottom of the seventh inning came around to score, and the Pioneers lost that game 6-5. The same exact scenario that happened last Friday against Riverton. For the Pioneers, Colin Queen ended up scoring a couple runs, getting an RBI as well as he continues his torrid hitting. And he started off on the hill and ended up pitching only two innings, giving up two hits and no runs. But for the Pioneers, the error bug kicked in too, as Billings took advantage of four errors by the Pioneers in the last three innings to score three runs. And Billings ended up beating the Pioneers in both games of that twin bill. Also yesterday, the Lovell Mustangs at home to take on the Billings Halos, and they dropped both games of that doubleheader, as the second game had 14-13 was the final. And for the Mustangs, eight errors, and for the Billings Halos, seven errors in that game. In the first game of the double dip, it was all Halos as the Mustangs were shut out 6-0. Cody was also in action yesterday as they hit the road to take on the Casper Crush. While the Crush have been sort of struggling this year, not so with the Crush. Crush have been pretty good this year, and Cody ended up finding out as they were beaten in a doubleheader by the Crush, as the Crush beating the Cubs in the first game 13-10, and then taking the nightcap 8-5. Coming up tomorrow at Powell's Edlin Field will be the first meeting between the Powell Pioneers and the Cody Cubs. That doubleheader starting up at 5 o'clock. You can tune into that first game live right here on KPOW and at KPOW1260.com. We're back with more after this.